We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Heidi, tell us something good.
Something good is my daughter is alive after a bad car accident a couple days ago.
What happened?
Oh, my goodness.
What could have been tragic, she walked away with a sprained wrist.
What was the accident? Like, what went down?
He hit a phone pole.
Hit a phone pole?
Hit electrical lines.
Oh.
And ended up in a ditch.
Oh, my goodness. My gosh. I am so glad it all turned out okay. Yeah, you got a lot to thankful for right now. That's amazing. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good.
Hi.
Hi.
My good thing is my birthday's tomorrow, and I'm going out to dinner with my family.
How fun. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. I like that. That's something good. 644-9850. Alexa, tell us something good.
My entire family comes home. My mom comes home from Florida, and my brother comes home from college. So everyone's back under one roof again, and it's so, so nice. Oh, my God, I miss them.
Yeah, right?
Where are you going to put all these people?
Home. It's okay. That's where they're meant to be, I think.
It doesn't matter where people sleep, right?
No, not at all. Not at all. Everyone comes home, and as my mom says, when she has all of her babies under one roof, then she can actually sleep through the night.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you, it's such a guy thing. Did your brother sleep on the couch instead of a bed?
Well, it depends. It depends on where he ends up at the end of the night.
Right? Exactly.
Wait, hold on. You need to explain that.
No, don't ask too many questions about that.
No. I can clarify. He'll come home. And he'll just, like, we'll all be in bed. He'll be so hungry that he'll just, like, open every cabinet and, like, just eat on the couch. And then, like, he'll just watch TV and, like, sometimes fall asleep there.
Yeah.
But, like, the best is, like, you come down in the morning when he's still sleeping and, like, every cabinet's open. So I can honestly tell what he eats based off of which cabinets are open. It's like, can you not, like, take the extra step to close the cabinet? Like, how much effort does that really take?
You wouldn't ask a bear to close the cabinet. Why would you ask your brother to close the cabinet? That's crazy.
Right. He's one of those people, like, I eat, like, you know, mango or whatever. I get the club pack for the week.
Uh-huh.
He eats it in, like, one sitting. I'm like, where? And he's so skinny and built. I'm like, where do you put it all? Like, that fruit that you just ate is, like, my whole week.
Exactly. The funniest thing, so Patrick, is ramen. This is so disgusting. And as a parent,
That boy was raised on ramen.
Ramen noodles, soy sauce, but every good meal ends with Frank's hot sauce.
Yes.
On top of the soy sauce. But you can't put the Frank's hot sauce in first. It's got to be soyed.
Does he do it mid? Because I've seen people do this with ramen where they'll have half of it just without the Frank's hot. And then for the last run, for the final stretch, for the final lap, they douse it with the Frank's red hot. Does he do that or does he put it on before he consumes?
I think for the purpose of not having to go up and down, wants to be on the couch eating the ramen. I think he just dumps it on all at once. Yeah.
Good man.
That's amazing. Oh, enjoy having your family home. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Me and my family are, like, me and my siblings are on the honor roll. And my family and I are going to Disney World to celebrate.
Oh,
congratulations.
My
That's amazing.
Goodness.
Yeah.
How hard did you all, does it come naturally or did you have to work hard to get on the honor roll?
We worked hard.
Yeah?
We worked hard, yeah.
Yeah, that's an accomplishment.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
Congratulations. 644-9850. Looking for you to tell us something good on this Friday morning as we are all just kind of getting ready for a big weekend. It's the final weekend before Thanksgiving. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell us something good.
So we got really good news. My girlfriend was just diagnosed with breast cancer over a month ago, and she's been doing chemo and radiation, and she had her follow-up yesterday, and it looks like it's working and helping her out. So,
oh, you're giving me chills. That is the best news.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
It's definitely good before the holidays, and we're just going to keep praying, and she's probably the most positive person through all of this.
That's amazing. And it sounds like you're a good friend to her because you're already thinking of her this morning. I wish you nothing but the best. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us something good.
So I got Bills game tickets for this weekend. First game I've been in a year. Hopefully it's going to be a little bit warmer than the last game I went to.
Wow.
Nice. What's your tailgate game going to be like?
I don't know. I think we're going to make probably, chicken wing dip, usual, and probably some chili. I make my mom's recipe for chili, so hopefully that turns out good.
How many tables do you plan to go through during your tailgating?
That's more to my boyfriend's skill level, not me.
Okay, good. You're the responsible one. I applaud you. So you said the last game was really cold. Was that the Snow Bowl game, or which one are you talking about?
Yes, that was last year. I remember I went with a big bus of people, and the entire game was just completely snow. We ended up leaving early, but it was fun. It was an experience.
I remember that Blizzard game. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's so cool that you got to. I just was watching the footage of that game. It's amazing that they pulled that off.
From where I'm sitting, we couldn't see like where we were downs or anything. Like, you just couldn't see to the other side of the stadium. And a lot of what I do depends on what's going on the field.
Nick,
it was the craziest game ever.
I was cracking up because I forgot that they had those backpack leaf blowers and they were blowing the lines in the field with those.
For a minute.
That's amazing. For a minute is right. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. I was listening to how you thaw your turkeys and what is recommended. I just wanted to let you know, my mother thaws hers in the dishwasher. She runs a cycle on cool water, and it thaws it.
Okay, I'm not recommending that because there's a lot of issues, I think, with quick thaw.
That's amazing that your mom does that.
How inventive is your mom? That's great.
Yep, it works.
For her.
So she does the cool cycle and then not a dry cycle?
Nope, not a dry cycle.
Wow, you'd be cooking the turkey then.
Yeah, you would be. That's amazing. Thank you for calling. Yeah, I mean, I've never heard that before, but,
I
Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Morning. So my happy thing is that we're having Friendsgiving at our new house with all of our friends, so I'm pretty excited.
How long have you been in this house? What month are we?
Since about September, and it was a horrible process just because the market's horrible right now.
I'm sorry.
So it was a lot to get into this house. And just a side note, Walden Avenue and Chickawaga, I don't know what's going on, but like Walden and Union is a little weird right now.
Okay.
So just to let everyone know.
Weird, like a lot of traffic weird, or weird like a lot of emergency?
I think they're doing something on the road. I really don't know what's going on. There's a couple cop cars and stuff, but Union's kind of backed up a little bit if you're, coming from the Apple Tree Mall area.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so there's a problem on the 90 as well, the 90 East. There's a problem. We're going to check with Alan, but I guess that's going to stop you up a bit today.
I don't know if we have to check with Alan. She nailed the traffic report right there. I mean, who knows? Maybe her next career is traffic correspondent for Kiss 98.5.
We'll continue checking.
Maybe.
You never know. Thanks for calling, and good luck in your new house.
Thank you.
May your oven cook evenly. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, tell us something good.
Okay, so I have a really good thing to tell you. My grandparents, unfortunately, it's not so good for them, but they are no longer really, they're getting older and it's getting harder for them to get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a trailer on the side of our we have a trailer and we have a ramp on the side of our house. And we put a post out on Facebook asking somebody if they could help us move it. Well, we actually got a whole group of people from Facebook to come help us move this ramp from Lockport to Niagara Falls and attach it and set it up on our grandparents' house.
That's amazing.
So that they can get in and out of the house.
So you just randomly asked people, we need help moving a ramp. And I've seen the ramps that help people get in and out of a house if you're not mobile. That thing got moved?
Yeah. They came here. We all pitched in and worked together to rip it down, take it out to Niagara Falls, and put it back up.
So who were these people?
They are people just from Lockport. We had a group of people from Lockport help us, and then I had some of my family members help us as well.
I
love Lockport.
I couldn't believe it. It's great.
You know what? That's just a classic example of the city of good neighbors here in Western New York. Yeah. And I'm so glad that that gives your grandparents the mobility that they so badly want. Nobody wants to not be mobile or be able to get in and out of their house. So those people are all little Western New York angels. We love that. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Can I tell you something good?
Yeah, sure.
I just want to tell you how proud I am of my wife, and I love her, and go Bills.
I love that. Why are you proud of your wifey?
She's just an awesome woman.
Really?
Yes, awesome. Well, her name's Kristen Loster, too.
That's amazing. Look at how sweet that is. Uh-huh. So what does she do that really just, like, wraps your heart around her? You know what I mean? Like, what is that perfect thing that your wife does?
Put up with me and my son's crap.
Don't you forget that. Christmas is coming. Don't forget.
Never a truer word said.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good.
Oh, I get to see my grandchildren this weekend and do Christmas crafts after not seeing them for 7 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. So what Christmas crafts will you be doing?
Well, I was in Florida for 6 weeks, and I brought back a bunch of shells, and we're going to decorate shells and put them on the Christmas tree.
Oh, how excited are you?
Yes, I'm very excited.
What do they call you?
Nana.
Nana. Yep. I love that.
I'm a young Nana.
Yes, you are.
Nana's got some shells. That's
yes,
good.
Yes, she does. And she's going to play Kiss the whole time they're doing it. I'm so glad
my granddaughter loves this station because it's all the cool music.
Well, yes, it is. And look at Nana's so cool. She listens to the cool station.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have fun with your babies. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good.
Hi. I was just calling because I don't know if it's good or bad. my mom passed away the day after Easter this year. Mm-hmm. And when she used to see my kids, because I have six kids, she used to always say, "Tell me something good," to my kids. So the segment reminded me of that, and it just made me smile while I was driving home.
Well, can I just tell you, we're going to add that to our Tell Us Something Good segment just for your mom.
Thank you so much.
Who sings that? Tell me something good.
Rufus.
It's from Happy Feet. Mm-hmm.
Happy Feet, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I'm sorry your mom's not with us. Do you have things happen that make you feel like she's around?
Yeah, all the time.
Like what?
Like just the kids will do stuff that she used to do or say. So it's like all the time. She's like in my children, especially my older daughter. My daughter acts just like her.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Friday morning. Tell us something good.
I was working on the vacuum swings in here, and I got it, and I just wanted to say that my mom and my dad always keep me nice and safe, and I love them so much.
Aw, mom and dads do keep you nice and safe. I'm glad you called. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Morning.
Good morning.
Tell us something good.
Something good is you guys. I listen to you guys every single morning. And you just make me smile. You make me laugh. It's just wonderful to hear in the morning. So thank you.
Oh, that was so sweet of you. Thank you so much for saying that. We appreciate it. We'll take that. We'll take that for sure. Have a great day. Have
my
a great
heart,
weekend.
This little
my
block heart. Here, Jan, this cold, it's starting to thaw a little bit.
Filling up.
I think I felt something.
Aww.
That's very sweet.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good.
Hi. Well, it's Friday, and every Friday my dog and I go volunteer at the nursing home.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so we're going to go there and go visit everybody.
So what kind of dog are we talking? And I'm assume your dog is well-trained.
She is a certified therapy dog, and she is big and fluffy. She's a Springer Spaniel and Poodle mix.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What is your dog's name?
Her name is Willow.
Willow, oh, that is amazing.
What is the usual reaction when Willow comes in the room and hangs out with some of the people?
Well, she's more popular than I am, for sure. She's got a following. But everybody loves her. Everybody waits for her to come in every week. They're so excited. So we love going. So.
You know, I feel like I understand what you mean because, like, don't you feel kind of invisible when you're with a really cute dog?
I do, but it's worth it.
It's totally worth it. Right? Exactly. Well, that's really nice that you do that. I'm sure that brings a lot of happiness to a lot of people. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Morning.
Morning.
Tell us something good.
Something good is I received a transplant in February.
Wow. What organ was transplanted?
Kidney.
Okay. That's not an easy one. No, how's it going?
Great. Very good.
That's awesome.
Wait, isn't that the same surgery Selena Gomez had? Did she have a kidney transplant?
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
And the story is, my husband was a donor for a woman who wanted to donate to her friend, but she was not a match to her friend, so her friend was a match to me.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, tell me that again. I got to figure this out.
Okay. So it was two friends, and Wendy was a match to my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And her friend Kelly was a match to me.
So did your husband donate something to Wendy?
Yes.
Okay, so Oh my gosh.
So you were getting one and your husband was giving one.
So this circle of friends got you a kidney from a group of friends that your husband had given a kidney to. Is that right?
Yes.
Wow, that's incredible. How did you, was it just like you guys matched and then you met each other and became friends?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. And so you're feeling good? Everything's going well?
Everything's great. Everybody's great.
Good, 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 good. I'm happy for you. You've got a lot to be thankful for. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Hi, I wanted to call in about the something good.
Well, you're getting the last word right now and tell us something good. What's your name?
Patrice.
All right, Patrice, we're ready. Tell us something good.
All right, I am getting married tomorrow.
Look at you go. That's amazing. All right, are you writing your vows or are you going to just do the normal traditional vows?
We're doing the normal traditional.
Okay, and where are you getting married?
We are getting married in Williamsville, but we actually met in Cleveland, and we're both from Buffalo.
No way. Tell us about the day you guys met.
We actually met at college, so it was just like a regular school day, and we met each other, and we knew each other for a couple of years before we started dating, and now we're getting married, and we both came back here.
How did you know that that person was from Buffalo, and how did that person know that you were from Buffalo?
We were actually talking with people who we knew from Buffalo at the time at school, and they were like, oh, you should meet each other. You're both from Buffalo.
Uh-huh. Oh, cool. Oh, that's so funny. That's amazing. Yeah. And here you are today. Well, congratulations. Are you ready to have a great day? And just no matter what happens from here, you just let it go, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yep. Good. Enjoy the ride.
Be that happy, relaxed bride, because you only get that day once.
Right. Thank you.
Awesome. Have a great day. Congratulations to you and your fiance.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.